This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll free. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives the last 8 months of the show. Totally free. Just go get them. There's no logging in. There's no hassles. There's no membership fee or anything like that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
And, as you may know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. That's freestateproject.org. So we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, as usual, tonight. And I hesitate to even do this, Manwich, but
yes,
I think we might have to continue the snow penis controversy.
Oh, jeez.
No.
I don't know. Did you have something else that you wanted to do, Manwich? We could start with that and see if it leads us somewhere different.
I've got a bunch of snow penis things, too.
Are you serious?
It won't go away.
No.
Well, this one did, but they just keep springing up everywhere, apparently. 800-259-5791. Well, first, to start things off, I was perusing FARC.com today, and I spotted a follow-up, because we had originally, I think it's been almost a week now, I think we first talked about this on Friday night.
I think it was Friday, yeah.
And the point of origination for this story was a place called New Windsor, and I think it's Connecticut. I think that's where that is. And so I've actually got a follow-up from the same newspaper that published the original story. They printed some of the responses that they'd gotten from their readers. And I just thought it was kind of interesting, because there was a variety of responses, of course, to the story. So I'm going to share some of them with you. And then, Manwich, why don't you pull up, if you have an email about it.
I do.
Because people want to talk about the snow penis, and you know what? Free Talk Live is about you, the listener. So if what you want is to talk about the snow penis, then that's what we're going to talk about. But if you don't want to talk about the snow penis, then call in and change the topic at 800-259-5791. It is up to you. So according to the Times Herald Record, here are some of the emails and letters that they received about their article. According to Montgomery, he says, I think we better keep the New Windsor police out of museums. In case you didn't know, just to recap the story, a 19-year-old girl built herself a snow penis in her front yard. She left to go to school or shopping or whatever she was doing during the day. Some people apparently complained about it, and the cops arrived, knocked on the door, nobody was home. So the cops took shovels, and multiple cops were out front beating down the snow penis in the front yard. They destroyed her snow penis.
It's a shame that nobody was standing around with a video camera watching the cops beat down a snow penis.
It really was. But in this case, Montgomery says, I think we better keep the New Windsor police out of museums. Sarah says, I can't believe that the Record would even waste space with this story. It was incredibly offensive. And whoever decided to post the picture, the before picture, right with the story online, should be ashamed. I feel that it was very inappropriate, and it's only giving the girl who built it undeserved publicity. Whoever's in charge of the decision for what stories run and which pictures are posted, please think it through if there is a next time. It's not funny, but downright offensive. Now, I'm not sure what she's talking about with the picture, because as I recall, when I saw the article, it was the picture of the demolished penis.
Well, she said there was a before and after.
I think that what she's referring to is maybe that somebody had added a comment or something. Maybe it was one of those things where, kind of like a blog, where you can comment on the article, and somebody else might have actually posted a picture of the actual penis. But I don't think the newspaper put that into their story. Anyway, let's see here. Joseph says, may God damn this newspaper for running the photo of the snow penis online. I'm no prude, but this display was truly pathetic, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. Is this why you became journalists?
Wow. May God damn somebody for building a giant snow penis. That's pretty rough.
According to LAS, this was funny, and today we needed a chuckle or two. What's not so funny is how it was handled in such an unprofessional manner. Now let's not let some nut pass some idiotic law against what we can and cannot do on our front lawn. A mother, an anonymous mother, writes in, young children would not be hurt by seeing this. Young children would just see a snow sculpture and not even know what it was unless the adults around them made a big deal about it. Oh, wait, that's what happened. If a child was traumatized in any way, it was not by the person who built the sculpture, but by the adults around them who made such a big deal about it. And I gotta say, that's the best email of them all. Because really, It's just a penis. If people wouldn't get so, oh no, they wouldn't get so upset about it, then it wouldn't be a big deal anymore, would it?
But they do.
Some people do, obviously, but there's been at least 50% of these letter writers that didn't care or thought it was fine.
Sure,
and finally,
well, no, actually, 50% of the letter writers is not a good polling because the new, you know, the person writing the article has to show both sides, wants to show both sides.
Well,
so
anyway,
they might have gotten two letters supporting and then 100 you know, against. Who cares?
Fine. Trisha says, since when are town police allowed to destroy private property? Indeed. Let's talk to Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Rich in Utah.
Hello.
Rich,
hey,
greetings.
What's up?
Hey, Manwich, I need to take you to task.
Oh, God. I was just going to read your email, Rich.
Well, this is better
actually,
than your email.
I'm in the process of writing you another one. How can you expect to be free yourself if you are not willing to stand up for the freedom of other people, even if what they're doing with their freedom offends you?
How can I be free?
How can you expect to be free yourself if you're not willing to defend the freedom of others?
You know, I'm just, I can't find myself out there defending the freedom of people who act like jerks and do a bunch of obscene stuff just to make people angry. Sorry, that's not the kind of freedom that I want.
Well, if you want the freedom that you want, you're going to have to put up with people who are going to offend you.
Maybe
because
so.
Not everybody is going to use their freedom the way you want them to.
Perhaps then I'm just willing to give it all up for a bunch of jerks, huh? I'm just not willing to do it. I can't get excited about people that are jerks. I'm not going to defend the freedom, quote unquote, of jerks to be jerks. If somebody goes out there and destroys their property, you know, I'm not saying that I don't call it property destruction. I'm clear that they're destroying their property.
But you wouldn't care.
But I don't
care.
What
if you were sitting on the jury? What if you were sitting on the jury of the people that were deciding whether or not to punish the person who did the destruction of the snow penis?
Destruction? I would have to hear a lot of evidence from somebody who had a snow penis.
Let's say people saw it happen.
No. I'm not hearing that. Let's be clear. The person's guilty. But you want me to find them guilty of what?
Vandalism?
Vandalizing what?
Somebody's personal property.
Like a snow sculpture? Okay, now what do you want me to award that person or punish that person with?
I don't know. I'm just asking you how you would find.
I think the judge has to tell me.
I think the proper award would have the police go back out there and rebuild the snow penis bigger and better than before.
Rich, what do you think?
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one because the fair and just consequence of destroying someone else's property is to make restitution. Whoever knocked the thing down ought to rebuild it.
Indeed.
I'd be happy with that. And, I think that it's restitution plus a certain percentage for the, you know, the time that the snow penis wasn't there, you know, the hassle of having to have it rebuilt. Maybe that's why, like Jason said, make it bigger, make it a little bit nicer than it ever was before. Rich, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. To an email from Zach. The position man which has been taking on the snow penis, property rights, and obscenity over the last several shows is absolutely pathetic. Multiple listeners have called him out on his inconsistency, so I will focus on how his position is dangerous to society. Manwich has said over and over that he would look the other way if force was used to eliminate something that he found offensive and provocative, and he has said that he himself would use force if he found something sufficiently offensive to him personally. This is the exact position taken by the church and their followers when they forced Galileo Galilei to recant his findings that the earth circled the sun. This was offensive and provocative speech to the church, and the general population did not find the offensive and provocative speech worth defending. Just like you, man, which we'll get into the details. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on the Shrine because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. Not only do you come first when you call in on the phones, but we have a special area of our website dedicated to you. And it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine. The only requirement is, well, two. There's two requirements. One, you be a female. Two, that you send us a validated photo. And that means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live, usually with a, you know, like a handmade sign that references the show. You can see what I mean if you go to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. So we're finally, I think we're putting a nix on this snow penis thing. I mean, this has got to be the last night. I mean,
please.
We've retread the same territory over and over again at this point, although there's a bit of new territory, and it's coming from Zach. Zach is pointing out that, Manwich, your position... And your position on the snow penis...
I killed Galileo!
Your position on the snow penis is that if somebody in your neighborhood does something that you don't agree with their property and is punished by another person, unjustly so, you will not stand up for the freedom of that other of the person who did something with their property to do what they want with their property. You won't stand up for somebody else's freedoms if you don't agree with what they're doing with their freedoms. That's your position.
I will
it's
not unprincipled as hell. I will not come to the aid of a jerk.
It's unprincipled as hell.
Being a jerk. For the sake of jerkiness.
And as Zach has pointed out, it is the exact same position taken by the church and their followers when they forced Galileo to recant his findings that the earth circled the sun.
That's not quite so. Now, Galileo's stuff was inconvenient to the church, not offensive in the way that I'm talking about. It undermined the church's power and authority because the church had, used these things.
You're playing semantics, man.
No,
yes,
I'm not. You show a big giant red pecker to somebody?
Them. It was offensive to the
not
church.
Offensive.
He was challenging their authority, and that offended the church.
Not their sensibilities. Their power is what it went against.
So whenever you go against the church, they call it being the subject of all this offensive behavior. I mean, the earth doesn't revolve, or the sun doesn't revolve around the earth. This is so offensive. I can't handle it. They take an attack on faith is taken as an offensive attack.
Absolutely.
I don't see it as an attack on faith. It's science.
He points out it's an attack on their faith that the earth revolved around the sun.
The thing is, thereby undermining their power, not offensive. It's not offensive.
You're playing games with words. Let me finish his email. This stunted humanity's scientific achievement and advancement and thus harmed society as a whole. Clearly, the works of Galileo are far more valuable than a snow penis. The benefits of the snow penis...
Who's he to say?
The benefits the snow penis... It's his opinion. The benefits the snow penis brings to society certainly isn't anything more than a few smiles added to a few individuals' day. It might even be true that it provided zero value to anyone, and creating it truly was nothing more than offensive and provocative act. However, this alone cannot be the litmus test used for justifying force. Doing so empowers...
I didn't justify force.
You just won't stand up to defend the people.
Away.
You just won't... You just don't care if it's used on people you don't like. Doing so empowers ignorant masses to silence the likes of Galileo, Patrick Henry, Harry Brown, Ian, and even you, Manwich. Manwich, maybe you don't have anything of value to offer society, but the others that I've listed have offered society immense value, while at the times being accused of being offensive or provocative. You might want to dive back into the property value side of your argument now, because that's the high ground of your position, but I'll just tear that apart. Tomorrow. Thanks for the email, Zach. FTL at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Steve in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I want to talk about the MTA strike situation. Well, not exactly the strike itself, but...
Are you in New York City?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I live there.
Wow. What's it like?
I wouldn't know. I haven't really had work, but apparently it's inconveniencing a lot of people. But that's not really the issue so much for me.
Okay.
But the issue for me is this. The MTA has a $1 billion surplus, and they've really been trying to play it down lately. At the same time, they're constantly getting revenue. On subways alone, you have 5 million riders daily. At $4 per passenger, that's like 20 million a day.
It's $4 per passenger?
Well, it's $2 for each trip, and obviously most people want to go back home.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's only the subways. That's not counting the buses or anything else like that.
Jeez.
All right. So on top of that, it describes itself, AMTA describes itself as a quote-unquote a public benefit corporation chartered by New York State.
Okay.
All right. So where is this money going? If they have a $1 billion surplus...
Oh, well, government can waste money. It's just hand over fist. They don't know where it's going.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, this MTA thing, it's not exactly government, but at the same time, it's not exactly a corporation.
Like the post office.
Yeah, right. But even the post office is more like a branch of the government, but the MTA is just in this gray area of business.
Yeah.
So, you know, and because of that, you can't, you know, the citizens get screwed either way. If the MTA is funded by taxes, if there's so much money in taxes going to MTA... Why are we even paying $2 or $4 a day to ride this? Shouldn't this be a service?
Because you have to.
Or if you pay to ride it, why are we paying taxes towards it?
Indeed. The reason why is because they can do what they want. They have a monopoly on transportation. They might as well call it the Monopoly Transportation Authority, because you can't choose anything else. There's no other options beyond maybe a jitney cab or, you know, something else, something underground, basically. The city of New York has a lockdown on all transportation methods. The cab drivers there have to pay $100,000 to get a cab medallion, presuming there's any available. They limit the amount of them, for instance. So not only is the MTA limited and restricted, but also the cabs as well. And it's just a nasty, terrible situation of socialism that you have there in New York. So the point is, they're going to do what they want to do. If they want to raise it another dollar per ride instead of two, make it $3, people will pay it. Right? Because what else are they going to do? Apparently they could walk, I guess.
Yeah, it's an extortion racket.
That's
pretty much.
You put it together, Steve. Yep. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. I'd say get the hell out and get to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, the thing is if I wanted to start my own bus there to fill in the gaps, I'd like, wow, I have this large motor vehicle, and I could put a bunch of people on it. It's got a bunch of seats, and I could put a bunch of people
right
on it.
Yeah.
And I could collect $2 a passenger, and I could take these people, you know, generally where they want to go. Nope. I can make some money right now. You know, the law would be out there looking for you.
They would.
Because, this all has to do with government.
That's unfair competition. You're unlicensed.
This isn't just the transportation workers. You've given these people a monopoly, and now you're upset when they exercise it? Stop giving the monopoly to them.
Yeah.
Tell your city officials, you know, tell the people who are in charge, I demand that, you know, never, never, never give these things away. I think everybody should be able to drive somebody for money.
Why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you cab drivers are more qualified to get me from here to there?
No.
I can't believe that.
The bus driver is better at this?
No, it's just that the business owner has ponied up the funds that it takes to get the license, which are, again, restricted. Even if you had the $100,000 and you went to the transport authority in New York and said, hey, we need another bus in town. I'm going to provide that bus. Look, here's $100,000. Give me a license. They check their little papers. The bureaucrat would say, tap on their keyboard and say, I'm sorry, Mr. Manwich. We're fresh out of licenses. What? I have $100,000 for you. You don't want to give me a license? Nope. That's how it works. It's a racket.
Yep.
It's a protection racket for the existing businesses. And it doesn't just happen in New York City. It happens all over the place. In major metropolitan areas, everywhere, limousines are affected by it, taxi cabs are affected by it, buses are affected by it. It is disgusting, and people should be outraged, but most of them don't even realize it. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Stobie, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You take control. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, with over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over 1,000 people interacting, and it's totally free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. So since we're on the subway strike issue, let's jump into an email about this. This one from Elliot, presuming the email box will work. What we were pointing out before is that this is a monopoly situation. There's not an alternate subway that you can take. And how did this monopoly come about? Well, with the blessings of the city of New York.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a private company that dug under that city and just decided to put everything together.
How would you handle a situation with, like, subways are a little different than buses. I mean, the road is there, and you can put as many buses on the road as the road will handle. But a subway, how would the free market handle that?
I mean, I have no idea. That's a great question.
It seems like one company would have to run the entire subway system, perhaps bidding against, which this whole bidding contract thing, oh.
It's
better than just a government-given monopoly, but it's not much better.
Yeah. Well, now, let's look at the railroads. I mean, the railroads themselves were owned by one company, but there were certainly different service providers operating on them, right?
Not exactly.
But there was different companies that owned different railroads.
Right, and they would, you know, basically use a particular gauge. There were different gauges, but mostly the same gauge. And then, you know, trains would go from here to there and rent track
space. That's a great question. Maybe one of our brilliant listeners can figure that one out, man.
That is a tough one there when it comes to tracks.
Well, plus the toughest part would be how do you convert it? I mean, because we struggle, sometimes we struggle with figuring out how to convert a public good, something owned by the government, converting that to something owned, something free market. And so that's the other question. I mean, you've got an existing monopoly in New York City.
Right.
Is it possible to convert that to free market? How? 800-259-5791 if you've got an idea. I'm blank at this moment. But here's an email from Elliot. He says, hey, now that there's a strike and 7 million people have no way to get around, I'd like to hear your opinion on unions and privatized public transportation. I'm all for privatization. The New York City subway hasn't built a new line or even done major overhauls since it was purchased by the city 60 years ago. Well, maybe it was created by a private company.
There you go.
If it was privatized, I believe we'd have better service, more subway lines, and clean stations. When it comes to unions, I don't understand why people believe that it's their right to have guaranteed health care and pensions, not to mention nice pay raises. My theory on the whole issue of big union demand is that people are so used to being cared for by big government, especially up here, that the whole mindset of self-sufficiency has been lost. That might be a little part of the reason why I'm hearing so many dumb statements like, we're all striking for all workers all over America to ensure that everyone's guaranteed health care. It is a basic American right. That was actually said by a protester on the news. So, what do you think about unions and public transportation?
Personally, I'm all for unions. I think people should be able to get together in whatever groups they want. If, you know, they want to collect baseball cards and trade them around. I think if they want to say, hey, we're in the same group, we should be able to talk to the boss or exert force on the boss. I think that's great. I don't think that...
exert force on the boss? You mean persuasion?
Persuasion. I guess persuasion's the... not exert force.
As opposed to a baseball bat with nails coming through it.
Right, that wouldn't be good. That would be against the law.
Yeah.
The problem is when you use the unions use the law for themselves. They manage to wield it like a baseball bat. And somehow
and
they get to be the only people. Because I don't understand why, right now, they can't have other buses running. I imagine the city can't hire new bus drivers and put people out. Scabs, as they were.
Well, this is a problem with, it's a problem with the unions mixing with government. I mean, unions wouldn't be as dangerous as they are today if they weren't involved with the state in the way that they are. I mean, the state has certain rules set up for unions. The state has gets involved in certain union conflicts. Mm-hmm. The state becomes the mediator, and it just gets messier. And the unions end up suffering sometimes, too. Like I saw in the news today, I guess the New York State or City of New York is threatening to arrest the guys that organized the strike, right? So... there's some sort of law there that they're going to use to charge these dudes with because they created this strike situation in the first place. So the unions are in a bit of hot water that they created them for themselves by getting involved with the state in the first place.
Well, yeah, and I don't think that if somebody doesn't want to come to work, whatever their reason is, that you should be able to put them in jail for that.
Indeed, I agree with that.
I think you should be able to fire
them. But that's the price they pay.
That's what I think should happen.
But they can't do that
if
either.
In
all honesty, these people don't have a valuable service. They do not provide. They provide a valuable service, but they don't have some skill that's particularly valuable.
Right.
I mean, they sit in a chair and they move their right foot, and then they steer the steering
or
wheel.
Or take tickets or whatever.
That's it.
And they make great money at it too.
They do make good money, and working for the government generally does because you're supporting this, you know, extortion racket.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. And so I think that unions in a free market, you could have a union if you wanted to.
Imagine how much power over the insurance companies the doctors would have if they could actually unionize. There would always be union breakers, or whatever they call those people.
Well, people that want to work without the union's involvement. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of there are unions in the radio business. If you go to a big city like New York City, you can't get a job in radio unless you're union.
Remember the NAB?
Right. No, I don't think it's NAB. I think it's somebody else.
Really?
It's some sort of National Broadcasters Union or something. I don't even know what it is. But it doesn't exist in little towns and things like that because, well, unions push out competition. And especially when they're backed by the state, especially when they're backed by the power of the state. If the state's not there to back up the union, then if there's a union that forms at a particular workplace, like let's say a radio station, the station can just kick them out and say, okay, well, we're just going to hire new people. See you later. But when the state's involved, the station is threatened.
If the station considers that the talent that they're going to fire here to be too valuable to fire, if, for instance, it's Howard Stern or something like that, they're like, oh, we can't fire him. He's too valuable. Well, you know, Stern says, I'm quitting if you fire any of my union members.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get a union to hold together.
I see. Well,
solidarity.
Let's let it happen in the free marketplace
and
see what happens.
It absolutely did happen in the free marketplace. I mean, that's how unions came about. It's this getting in bed with the state that they went wrong.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Sold their soul to the devil.
Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, evening, Walt.
Boy, you've got my mind racing all over the charts here with this union thing. But,
yeah, what about it?
Well, actually, what I called in about, last night I said that, you know, I don't think there's anything you could put up in your front yard that actually would offend me.
Right.
You know, when we were talking about the snow penis, like I said, I would kind of laugh. I think it would be kind of amusing.
Yeah.
And, of course, my attitude about that would be, like I said, if a neighbor had come to me and said, I want to knock that down, you want to help me? I'd say, nope. I'd say, in fact, I'm going to advise you to leave it the hell alone, too, simply because it's not your property.
That's right.
Well, I don't like it. Well, I said, well, you know what? There'd be 359 other degrees of ways you could look if you don't like the way that thing looks. Well, it's running down the property value. Oh, really? Is your house up for sale? No. Well, then you know what? If you put it up by spring, it'll be melted by then. You know, I mean, you know, stop and think about it. But back to my original point.
Right.
Yes, there is something that would offend me. Now,
really?
If you put a George Bush or John Kerry sign up in your front yard, you know, that would just immediately notify me as to how totally 1,000,000% stupid you are.
Well, they could be ignorant, sure. Walt. They could be ignorant.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. If you put a Nazi flag or a commie flag or a UN flag up in your front yard, you shouldn't worry quite so much about the flag except what it might taste like. You should more concerned about the length of the pole.
Thanks for the call, Walt.
You know,
thanks, man.
800-259-5791. Youch! Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today, we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You can add yourself to it. It's a worldwide map with over 500 listeners now. You just go to map.
Yeah, it's over 500.
Yeah, you just go to map.freetalklive.com. You enter in your location, enter your name. You can add a photo if you like, even a phrase to go along with your entry.
Most people have photos and phrases.
Most people do, and it plugs you right in there on our map, and you can zoom in and zoom out and scroll around and see who else in your area or who else across the world is listening to Free Talk Live.
All those countries that people are in.
It's cool. Map.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir.
Quite well.
I know, I called yesterday.
Yes.
But there's a new poll out today, so...
Okay, what's the new poll?
Okay, the new Strike the Root poll is for Freedom Organization of the Year, Freedom Website of the Year.
This is a strike-B...
Underground didn't get... Well, actually, it's better today because... I contacted the Free State Project because they were nominated for Freedom Organization of the Year, and they actually included a link on their front page. So you can just go to your sponsor.
Oh, that's good. FreeStateProject.org.
Yeah, FreeStateProject.org.
Well, who did you vote for? Did you vote for the Free State Project, or did you vote for the New Hampshire Underground?
Well, since I voted for the New Hampshire Underground in yesterday's poll, I voted for the Free State Project in today's poll. And so far, they're in the head. I think they have like 64%. And NH Underground for Freedom Organization of the Year is number two. But
fantastic.
Hopefully.
Well, it is the place. It is the future home of freedom in America, no doubt about that.
Absolutely. That's all I wanted to talk about. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the plug. 800-259-5791. Here's a few quotes that Rich emailed us that apply to you, Manwich.
Oh,
and your inconsistency, your inability to stand up for those that you disagree with, which is, by the way, and I've actually got something else on the ACLU, because we talked about the ACLU about a week and a half ago, and I said, I don't know of any examples of how it is that the ACLU is so terrible, because we've heard people say, they're anti-freedom and the ACLU is against liberty, but all of the issues that I've seen them address, at least in recent times, they've taken the pro-liberty position on.
Pretty much.
Manuel has emailed us an example of one of their positions that is most definitely anti-liberty. So we'll share that with you coming up. But the ACLU is pretty good about standing up. The ACLU is really good, actually, about doing what it is that you refuse to do, Manwich. They'll stand up for the most offensive of the offensive.
They sure will.
They'll stand up for NAMBLA. They'll stand up for the KKK. They will stand up for the Black Panthers. They'll stand up for anybody that says something that is unpopular. And that's what these quotes are about here, trying to knock some sense into your head. Here's some classics. Thomas Jefferson, quote, "It behooves every man who values liberty of conscience for himself to resist invasions of it in the case of others, or their case may, by change of circumstances, become his own." Thomas Paine said, "He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression. For if he violates this duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach to himself." Here are a couple modern-day thinkers. Alan Dershowitz, quote, "I think it was H.L. Mencken who once said that in America they go after the SOBs first. You know, those guys that are offensive. And nobody cares about them."
Larry Flint.
"They establish bad precedents with the SOBs, and then they go after the rest of us." And finally, from Fred Albury, quote, "When they took the Fourth Amendment away, I was quiet because I didn't deal drugs. When they took the Sixth Amendment away, I was quiet because I'd never been arrested. When they took the Second Amendment away, I was quiet because I didn't own a gun. Now they've taken away the First Amendment, and all I can do is be quiet." I like it. Good stuff. Stuff to think about for you, Manwich. Let's go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I just happened to hear the conversation about the strike, you know, and I hope you'll bear with me for a second. But
please do.
Okay. You're down in Florida, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So I don't know if you say like the wages and all. I don't work for the with any of the unions. I'm not involved in any capacity with them in Manhattan. I live in Long Island. But the standard of living in New York, I think what you're not looking at, maybe, okay, is that the standard of living is far different. So when you say, employ an exorbitant salary, say $61,000 a year, an average house, like my house, is just a cape. It goes for $500,000-something, okay? I've been down to Florida. I have friends who live in Fort Lauderdale. And outside
the
of
price
that,
of living is definitely different in Florida than it is in New York.
You know,
would you say that bus drivers receive a comparable pay to somebody who does the same amount of work into the same sort of labor, though? I mean, the ones that work for the city versus...
Let me make an analogy for you. I worked in the power plant industry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like in Florida, the wage is a lot lower than it is in New York. Now, I worked in a place called Shoreham, for instance. You're talking about free enterprise, right?
Right, right.
There is no such thing anymore, okay? What people don't realize, like in New York, there was a place called Shoreham. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but they closed it down. They never opened it. I went out there not knowing what was going on. Then I found out that the thing was bid on something called Cost Plus, meaning that for every union guy that came there, they say you got $30 an hour, they got matched plus 14%. I wouldn't exactly call that free enterprise. That's monopolistic capitalism.
No, there's a lot of monopoly going on in New York City, and it's a result of
it's
the
overbearing
government.
No, sir. It's all over the country. I worked in Peach Bottom. I worked in the Millstone.
You're right. It's just worse in New York.
The federal, the, No, it's not. It's the same thing. The scale is just different. That's all. They can only
okay.
get. But my point is that I believe this way. You're talking about the Constitution. I believe in the Constitution, and I believe that the rights given in the Constitution come from God, not from man. Okay? And everybody has a right to eat. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hmm.
You know, some guys make it five. I heard a guy in the news last night talking about.
I want to hang on, okay? I want to explore that idea with you that everybody has a right to eat. Hang on, Jim, okay? 800-259-5791. Does everyone have a right to eat? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phones. By the way, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free. If you like that, vote for the show. Vote. freetalklive.com. But let's go back to Jim in New York. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. And I was going to let you go, Jim, but yeah. You made a pretty provocative comment right there before the break. And I don't think you considered it provocative, but I do. You yeah. said that everybody has the right to eat. Now,
assuming they're responsible.
What does it mean to have a right to eat, Jim?
Well, I think that every man comes into the world, man, woman, or whatever, that, I mean, now this will go to your spiritual values, I suppose, but that to my way of thinking, look, I've been a guy that's worked on the labor side. I've sold electronics, and I'm not going to brag, but I've made as much as $60,000 a month for 2 years.
Nice.
That, okay, so I wouldn't call myself a millionaire, but I'd say I did quite all right.
You're doing all right.
So I knew both sides of the fence, right? What I'm saying is I believe that Everybody comes into the world and, you know, should get somewhat of the same start. So, some people are different. Some are more advanced.
What about people in Somalia?
What about them?
Well, do they have a right to eat, too?
Well, but I can't control that. I live in the United States. I'm not a globalist. Okay.
See, here's my problem with the claim that somebody has a right to health care, or a right to eat, or a right to something else that sounds really nice. And it does sound really nice to say, you're a human, you have the right to eat. But the right to eat means you have the right to force people to do something for you, because that food's got to get on your plate somehow, right?
It's a commodity.
And there are people that work for a living in order to bring that food to you. But if you have a right to the food, as opposed to having to purchase it or having to work for the ability to acquire that food, then that means that you have the right to people's labor. That means that you have the right to the people that are picking the apples from the trees, their work. You have a right to the people that transport them to the stores.
Yeah, essentially you're saying, force people to feed you?
I'm not saying that. You're using that. You're putting words in my mouth.
That's what you said. That's what having a right means. Just be careful that you use that word in the correct manner.
Well, where do rights come from?
I don't even know if people have rights, Jim. I haven't been convinced of that.
Okay. Well, I can tell you what I've seen.
I believe they've come from God, Jim.
Okay, then we're on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We might define it differently, but you take like a Henry Ford. Okay, what I know about him, you know, he built villages for the workers, et cetera, et cetera. This he did on his own. He wasn't communistic in any kind of a way. I'm not talking about an atheistic socialism that does.
No, he did it. For his own purposes. He wanted the workers close to his factory, and he wanted them taken care of so that they'd be able to come to work every day and build cars for him.
That's right. That's nothing wrong with that.
Well, let's point out though that Henry Ford was a socialist. He did support big government programs. He did support wealth redistribution by the state. Even though that example was not necessarily socialist, Henry Ford himself was indeed a supporter of big government and socialism.
More on the lines of like Nazi socialist Germany. He was supposed to be a backer of the fascist type thing, but that's what you're saying, yes or no? You don't agree with that?
Fascist, socialist, you know, it's similar. Difference in degrees.
Jim, I'm just saying, be careful when you say somebody has a right to something. People should have the ability to access food at low prices, and the only way to get that to happen is to have a free marketplace. Thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate
it,
man. 800-259-5791. Jason, you look like you had a comment.
I do.
Okay, maybe. Manuel is on the line. We're going to get to him. He wants to talk about rights. What is a right? Do we even have rights? I haven't been convinced. Because if you have rights, how is it they can be taken away? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control. Hour 2 coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you are a